ایمان را در خودتون تقویت بکنید، ایمانی که هم در اینجا شما را شرافتمند می کند و هم در پیشگاه حق آبرو دارید و با آبرومندی وارد می شید به تخت اعلی.
In the path of the Imam.
In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. Dear listeners, midnight is the best time for praying, supplication and being in communion with God. Yet the hours near to dawn are more significant for this purpose. Moreover, the midnights of the blessed month of Ramadan are more significant in this regard. Imam Khomeini used to make the best use of his midnights throughout his life, particularly in Ramadan. As you know, there are certain supplications that have been recommended to be recited at midnights and before dawn in Ramadan. One of these supplications is called Dua-e Sahar, or Supplication of Dawn. We have already given a very simple translation of this supplication in one of the episodes of our special series for Ramadan. Imam Khomeini wrote a book on explanation of this supplication in the prime of his youth. Today, we will touch upon this supplication and the Imam's views on it. Stay tuned, please. According to the Prophet of Islam, our breath and sleep in the blessed month of Ramadan have the reward of worship and glorification of God. Dua-e Sahar, or Supplication of Dawn, has such a high status that the fourth infallible successor of the Prophet, Imam Sajjad, peace upon him, said, "If people had known what benefits are in this supplication, they would have contested to gain them." Many ulama have said that this supplication is the mother of other supplications. They believe that if a faithful does not grasp the lofty concepts of this supplication, he will reside in the outskirts of paradise and will not be admitted to the main sanctuary of God. Allame Hasan Hasanzade Amuli is one of the top students of the renowned exegete of the Noble Quran, late Allame Muhammad Hussein Tabatabai. Allame Hasanzade says that the supplication of dawn is very lofty because in most of other supplications, we plead to God for our demands and often ask Him to meet our needs. But in this supplication, we call God by His names and appeal to Him for those names. Indeed, in this supplication, we place God on oath with His names and attributes to gain His proximity. Great ulama maintain that even if one thousandth of what is asked in this supplication were fulfilled by God, it would bring about salvation and happiness both in this world and the hereafter. In Ayah 180 of Surah A'raf, we read, "To Allah belong the best names, so supplicate Him by them." As we said in the beginning of this episode, Imam Khomeini wrote an explanation to the supplication of dawn. In fact, this book was his first Gnostic work, which he wrote at the age of 27. This coincided with the coming of Ayatollah Mirza Ali Shahabadi to Qom. Although Imam Khomeini used to study Irfan, or Islamic Gnosticism, before that year, the coming of آیت الله شاه آبادی تو قم was a turning point in Imam Khomeini's life, as the former was a very outstanding teacher of Irfan. Imam Khomeini used to highly venerate Ayatollah Shah Abadi. Later on, he said in his books that Ayatollah Shah Abadi was the greatest Gnostic that the Imam had seen or known. Imam Khomeini used Da'ye Sahar, or supplication of dawn, as an opportunity to explain God's best names that are Asmaul Husna to the readers. He tried to elucidate deep and complicated Gnostic concepts of this supplication for ordinary readers. He says that his purpose of writing an explanation for this supplication is to pave the ground for formation of a spiritual bond between the creator and the creature or human being. He writes, "One of the greatest bounties for servants and the widespread mercy among the inhabitants of cities are the supplications that have been narrated from the treasures of revelation, religion, and the owners of knowledge and wisdom. Because it is these supplications which are the spiritual bond between the creator and the creature, and a means for entering the robust fort and clinging to that firm handhold and a strong cord. So, I intended to explain this supplication very briefly as far as I can with the little knowledge that I have." Interestingly, Imam Khomeini has written the simple explanation of the supplication of dawn as a young scholar. This shows that he was very heedful of making the best use of the period of youth for self-building and expurgation of the heart and the spirit. In his other books too, the Imam puts emphasis on the benefiting period of youth as the best time for gaining spiritual perfection.